This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is up, Hoodads? Happy game day. Steve Gell along with Charlie Long with the first take brought to you by Today Rouse's Market. Stock up on Bud Light on Saints game day. We're live from the Rouse's Market. Power Boulevard, 3711 Power Boulevard in Metairie to be exact. Stop by, say hey. Also do some pregame shopping, get ready for the week. Also, if you need some Taylor Swift celebration cakes, we got going on here.
No, they got it right in front of us. It's good stuff, man.
Looking mighty tasty here. Taylor Swift, final stop in town tonight at the Superdome. Should be some fun action in there. I know she has been boosting that economy for sure.
You've seen
the wild lines for just merchandise, and I'm sure Bourbon Street afterwards been wild.
I know our guy Mike Hoss has been really busy, too, before he flew out to L.A. as well. So, but, yeah, it's been fun.
We do have football, though, today. Obviously, a disheartening loss for LSU last night. Hopefully, things go a lot better for the Saints in this game. Looking to snap a five-game skid, heading out to L.A. And, man, these Chargers, we know that they're 3-3 right now, but – man, they've been struggling this season, too, and you hate to say it, this is a very winnable game for this black and gold bunch still.
Yeah, it's a winnable game for the Chargers as well, though, Steven. if the black and gold stop the run like they have the last couple of weeks, we'll see a lot of what we saw in that LSU A&M game where, you know, the Aggies just ran all over the Tiger defense, especially in the second half. So stopping the run, I mean, it's every single week we talk about it. The Saints have not been able to do it the last few weeks, and it's going to be key here. And I think my first preview for the Chargers, the first thing I want to, you know, talk about specifically is what they did in the offseason, right? You move on from Brandon Staley, who was a failure as a head coach. He was seen as this defensive guru. It just did not work out in L.A. And so you move on from him, you go get Jim Harbaugh, right? National championship winning coach at Michigan. And what do you do in the draft? After you fire Brandon Staley, you went 5-12 in that season. You have the fifth overall pick. You need receiver. You need weapons for Justin Herbert to throw to. Instead, they go with the best tackle of a stacked offensive tackle class. They pick Joe Alt, fifth overall. And what do you have now? You have Joe Alt at right tackle, Rayshon Slater at left tackle. And as Matt Money Smith said, the voice of the Chargers in that bite that I used for the early morning reports, they might have the best tackle duo in the NFL. So what does that mean? Instead of going with Malik Nabers, going with Joe Alt, they were committing to a certain culture,
right,
that Jim Harbaugh is trying to build there where they want to run the football. Now, they haven't been necessarily super successful so far at running the football, but as the voice of the Chargers had told Mike Haas and I on Friday during Fans of the Pro, it's been more because their offense is so condensed. Like, they haven't been able to open it up because they just don't have the weapons at receiver. And we'll get into that as well, because I think the Saints have an advantage, defensive backs, even without Paulson and Debo, versus the Chargers' wide receiver weapons. But they want to be able to run the football. They told you exactly what they wanted to do by taking Joe Alt fifth overall.
Charlie, looking at our LCMC health update, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Want to lead off with that, obviously, folks. The good news is the Saints are pretty or getting healthier, I should say, going into this matchup. Out for the game, Nick Saldiveri and Cedric Wilson Jr., and then doubtful is Derek Carr. And when you see doubtful, that's pretty much out as well.
It's like 95%.
When you have questionable, there's a much better chance to play.
Right.
But guess what? That's it right there. Everybody else, no injury designation going into this game, so a huge positive. That means Taysom Hill, Chris Olave, and Cesar Ruiz, they are back.
So I think
reinforcements are here for the Saints.
It was our buddy Nick Underhill for NewOrleans.Football that tweeted this out. Like, this is the best injury report we've seen maybe since week one.
You're right.
Right? Like, if you're looking at all the players that are coming back, all the guys that you mentioned, guys that were on the injury report at some point this week, and especially, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, who went down with a hammy, you know, you were kind of worried about that if he was going to miss any time. He is not carry any injury designation, so he should be good to go, which is great as well on the defensive side of the ball. So a lot of pieces coming back. Cesar Ruiz, Lucas Patrick. We've been talking for weeks now, Steve. It feels like the interior of this offensive line has just been decimated by injuries. But now you have your two starters at left guard and right guard back, which is awesome. And then, you know, you're getting back a key piece in Chris Olave with the receiving core. Juwan Johnson's good to go. Alvin Kamara doesn't carry any injury designation. So a lot of key pieces coming back for sure.
Yeah, obviously the biggest guy is still not back in this lineup. I mentioned Derek Carr still with that oblique issue. Maybe next week we end up seeing him come back to action.
The fact that they gave him a doubtful, you know, for this game is probably a good sign that he's returning. He's nearing a return to action. So I would say, you know, that oblique injury that he suffered, the general timeline was that he was going to probably miss a few games.
Right.
This would be his third missed game.
This is a few.
Right, exactly. So any time within the next week or so, you can kind of see him potentially coming back.
The other one we don't see in action yet, Charlie, is obviously the center and Eric McCoy.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting on news of that. But
wasn't it like a 6 to 8 week timeline with him, though? Like,
right,
he suffered the injury against Philly, which was week three. So we're kind of getting closer to that return potentially, but that's still a few weeks out.
No, and I was actually happy this week when the injury, you know, reports were coming out during practice. Marshawn Lattimore with this hamstring issue wasn't a problem for the injury report all week, and he is a good to go because obviously a huge factor with Paulson Adebo being down now with that broken femur.
Yeah, hammies are they're tough, right? Like
they're very tricky.
They can be fickle, and like just look no further than our Pelicans and Trey Murphy, who had the hamstring strain. Obviously, that's more severe than like just a kind of a tweak that Marshawn Lattimore apparently suffered. So he's going to be good to go, as you mentioned. Huge without Paulson Adebo, but still, I guess we'll jump right into it there, Steve. The receiver weapons for, you know, the Chargers leave a lot to be desired, and that's when I was kind of talking about their decision to take Joe Alt over Malik Nabers, who's been awesome with the Giants so far. That was them telling you that they wanted to build a culture in up front first before they kind of look at the weapons. They used a first-round pick on Quentin Johnson. I don't want to say he's been a bust because he's been better this year,
right?
But he's left some things to be desired.
And had injury issues.
Correct. And then, you know, second-round pick they used on Ladd McConkie. So they did address the receiver position. And Ladd's solid as well, but he's still someone that doesn't necessarily, you know, freak you out yet. He's going to be a good receiver in the NFL. I'm fully committed to someone like Ladd McConkie, but, you know, that's where they could use a guy like Malik Nabers, right, in this offense.
Or
just a
someone
playmaker.
They could have kept around in a veteran like Keenan Allen, who they ended up letting walk and is now with Chicago, obviously.
Yeah.
And he, we know, too, was someone that dealt with a ton of injuries.
Right.
It seemed like every year my fantasy team knew that well, too.
Right. So the passing offense for the Chargers ranks 24th in the NFL. They average 183.7 yards per game passing. If you look at the numbers offensively for the Chargers do not jump off the page at all.
At all.
Mike Dettillier has talked about this ad nauseum, that they've gone 16 straight drives without scoring a touchdown. In six games, I'll say it again, 16 straight drives without scoring a touchdown. But in six games played this year, you know how many touchdowns they've scored in general? 9. So the last touchdown they scored was in the end of the first half of their game against the Broncos a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Ever since then, they haven't found the end zone. Like that game against the Cardinals that we all watched on Monday Night Football this past week.
Oh, it was so bad.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that matchup because I think it's interesting what they decided to do offensively in that game. They could not find the end zone. They kicked 5 field goals, and they lose 17-15. And that's the difference, right? So, yeah, it's an interesting Chargers team, especially offensively, because you feel like with a young hotshot quarterback like Justin Herbert, they should be excellent on offense. But it's been the opposite side that's been winning football games for him. And we'll get to that after the break.
Well, that's what's wild with this one, too. It's like you think about a struggling offense. They don't have the quarterback. They don't have that guy. But, man, they do. I mean, Herbert's up there in your upper echelon of signal callers in this league. But like you mentioned, he just doesn't have the weapons around him.
They're in an enviable position where they have a great head coach,
right,
first and foremost, with Jim Harbaugh.
Top-tier signal caller.
And a top-tier young signal caller as well with Herbert. And he's the guy that if you ask him to make any throw, he'll be able to do it.
Right.
So that's like kind of the good part about Justin Herbert. But, you know, the weapons that he has in front of him leave a lot to be desired, as we kind of mentioned, with their wide receiver room specifically. But also, you know, when you've built an offensive line in front of him that's so solid, as we kind of mentioned, maybe one of the best tackle tandems in the entire league, you want to be able to run the football. Now, Gus Edwards is hurt. He's on the IR. But they still have J.K. Dobbins. They still have Kamani Vidal. They have these guys that can hurt you in the rushing attack. So for a Saints run defense that has really, really struggled in recent weeks, especially against teams that aren't great at running the ball, like Tampa Bay and Denver, this is going to be a test.
Looking up also for the Saints, made some roster moves ahead of today's game. Ugo Amadi, the safety, has been put on the active roster from the practice squad. The Saints have waived running back Jordan Mims and then also elevated wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown and safety Roderick Teamer to the active roster from the practice squad. So Jordan Mims now on the street, didn't get used that much.
Nope.
Had a decent training camp and thought, you know, he was making some hay in this depth chart. Got used very sparingly, even when obviously Taysom Hill was down. We weren't seeing Jamal Williams get a ton of touches too. So right for now, at least, Jordan Mims is on the street and not part of this team.
And it's time to take a swing at Kendra Miller. See what you got, kid.
Well, that's the great part is obviously him back finally after that hamstring issue that was just something that annoyed him constantly during training camp. Finally back in the mix, and he had some decent carries last game, and hopefully they can pile on a little bit more in this matchup, because I think it was 8 total touches last game, and would like to see him get into double digits, obviously, today against the Chargers.
And take a little bit of the load off Kamara.
Yeah, for sure.
He's been, I mean, and the newly signed Alvin Kamara, the newly extended, as we talked about earlier this past week, Steve. But, yeah, you got to take some of the load off him. He's doing too much for this offense right now.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.